When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 4th edition, Labor Day edition. Hope you all had a great weekend. If you have a three-day weekend, hope you keep enjoying it as you enjoy some Monday baseball action. College football was amazing this weekend. Tons and tons of fun there. So hope you guys had some fun with that. We got NFL already kicking off next week with more college football. PGA's back just around the corner. A lot of great stuff there. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. On this show, we're going to cover the seven-game main slate. It starts at 2:10 p.m. Eastern, 11:10 a.m. Pacific time. There's like a five-game slate in the middle of the day, a four-game late slate starting at 6:10. We're going to cover the seven-game main slate, early slate, so get your lock in and ready to roll. Totals on that slate, White Sox Royals 9, Giants Cubs waiting on the weather in Wrigley, Astros Rangers 9.5, Jays A's 8.5, Rockies D-backs 8.5, Red Sox Rays 8. Pretty decent totals, you know, overall. A lot of lower totals, a couple nines in there. We got some decent pitching. Decisions will have to be made. Let's put it that way. Your top price pitcher is Justin Steele, 10K at home against the San Francisco Giants. I love this one. Steele has been amazing. I read a stat on the First Pitch podcast that was tweeted out by my buddy Ryan Bloomfield that Steele's the only pitcher in baseball with, I think it's like 15 wins, a sub 3 ERA, a sub 1.2 whip, and over 140 Ks this season. The only pitcher in all of baseball, Justin Steele. He's coming off of 6 shutout with 8 Ks. He has 6 or more Ks in 6 straight starts, which has been outstanding. And now you face a Giants team traveling from San Diego into Wrigley Field for some Monday day game action. And they're striking out 28.3% of the time versus lefties over the last month, hitting 253 with a 165 ISO. I love Justin Steele. If you can pay for it, it is a great pay-up spot on this slate. Logan Webb is interesting, but I think I'll pass just because the Cubs bats are white hot. I'd rather have Merrill Kelly, $9,300 at home against the Colorado Rockies. Ken Kelly's coming off a dud against the Dodgers. I'll let that one kind of slide because prior to that, it was 7 shutout with 12 Ks against the Reds, 5 1/3, 3 Ks against San Diego, but then 6, 2 runs scored, 11 Ks against Colorado. Oh, hey, he's facing Colorado yet again. Kelly's in the midst of a great season right now. You get the Road Rockies who spent a whole week in Coors Field. We know that's been well proven to screw up bats leaving Coors, especially after a stretch that long. Not to mention the Rockies just stink. Over the last month, they're striking out almost 29% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting 243 with a 176 ISO. I love Kelly at 93. In a perfect world, you pair up Steele and Kelly. If you can't afford one or the other, I get it. Both really, really good on this slate. After that, it gets a little dicey. Jose Barrios will probably be popular as he's facing the A's. He has struggled in 3 of his last 4 starts. In between, they're a gem in Great American, but the Nats, the Orioles, the Cubs, they all got to Jose Barrios. You can go there if you want, though. Like I said, it's a smaller slate, so you have to make some decisions. Oakland, near 24% K rate, 229 average, 185 ISO versus righties over the last month, so you can go there if you want. I won't be. It's pretty easy for me. It's Steele, it's Merrill Kelly, and then it's one Cole Reagans at $7,200. Just play Cole, eat the chalk. We talk about it every time. If he fails, he fails. I don't care. He's got you 30 or more points in 3 of his last 5 starts. He's got you 28 or more in 4 of his last 5, 23 or more in 5 of his last 6. He's getting you at least 6 innings most of the time, limiting the damage. Strikeouts galore for Cole Reagans. He's been absolutely outstanding. And then we just saw this ugly White Sox team that's been so bad. Just get sliced and diced for 7 innings, 2 runs, 7 Ks against Skubal. Skubal had 20 whiffs and a 34% CSW in that start on Sunday versus Chicago White Sox. And now you get a White Sox team, you know, 25.3% K rate versus lefties. That'll go up after the Skubal stats drop. 266 average, 167 ISO. Play Cole Reagans. If he fails, he fails. But $7,200 is too damn good. If you need an Uber punt, Jesse Schultens versus Kansas City is there. But I'll keep this simple. It's Justin Steele. It's Merrill Kelly. It's Cole Reagans. That's our main focus on this seven-game slate.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWireSports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Which means we have so many bats to focus on this slate. Let's get cracking at the catcher's position. The Mariners will be one of the top stacks going into Great America at Small Park. TJ Anton's going to open that game, and it's a bullpen game from the Reds. So Cal Raleigh at 47 is totally fine. Andrew Heaney's always a wild card. If you want to fade him, that's fine. Yainer Diaz at $4,300 is a good fade versus Heaney. If you're not using Jesse Schultens, Salvi Perez at 4K is just fine. A popular play, if you're not playing like a Raleigh, Mitch Garver went 4-for-4, two more home runs on Sunday. Since August 1st, he's hitting over 300 with 10 home runs and 20 RBIs. He's mashing baseballs. Mitch Garver's 4K versus JP France. We know when he's off, it's off and ugly. So Garver is very enticing at $4,000. Going down cheaper, though, like Alejandro Kirk, $3,200 versus Waldichuk. A bit of a savings at the catcher's position if you're looking for one. Other than that, though, like Connor Wong's always interesting. It's Gabriel Moreno. We're back to that. $2,700 versus Pete Lambert. That's a great value in Moreno. So you have Kirk at 32, Moreno at 27. Those would be two very solid punt catchers if you need them. First base for you, Bellinger had a monster weekend in Wrigley. He's 63 versus Webb. Not sure I want to go full on attack Webb, but I get it if you want to. I'd rather probably go elsewhere, like Vladito's 5K versus Waldichuk. You got Nathaniel Lowe at 45 versus France. That's not too shabby either. You got the likes, like mentioned, Yainer Diaz, Salvi Perez are both first base catcher eligible. They're in play for you. Going down below 4K, though, like Jose Abreu, $3,400 versus Heaney, actually showing some power again with Abreu. So that's not a bad discounted play for you. Andrew Vaughn, not fading Cole Reagans. Mike Ford went deep a couple times, I believe, over the weekend. He's 3K versus TJ Anton in the bullpen. So Ford is a nice value in Great American Small Park. He'd be a good tournament play. Other than that, Sam Horwitz of Toronto, he went deep on Sunday. Not sure if he starts with the lefty-lefty matchup, but Horwitz is $2,000. Really good batting average skills, flexed his muscle on Sunday, something to monitor going forward. Second base position for you, Jose Altuve, $6,300 versus Heaney. Simeon at 6K versus France, both nice pay-up spots on this slate. Ketel Marte's $4,900 versus Lambert. I like that quite a bit if you want to save some money. Davis Schneider, second base, third base, $4,600. Oh, wait, he's facing a lefty. Yeah, play Davis Schneider. That's the kind of stuff we like to see. So that's a good one. Whit Merrifield is 44 as well. He's second base outfield. So those are good. I want to call them reasonably priced Toronto Blue Jays because there's a lot more expensive guys. So Schneider and Merrifield both hitting around the middle of that order for Toronto should be in a good spot there versus Waldichuk. Cheaper options, Josh Rojas should be in the lineup for Seattle. He's $3,600 versus Anton. He's cooled down a bit and got a lot of days off because the Reds faced a lot of lefties last week. He should be back in action on Monday. Mike Massey at 33 versus Schultens is another nice little value for you at the second base position. And then other than that, nothing really standing out at this point in time. Third base for you here, you got Devers and Savali, maybe. But Bregman at 55 versus Heaney, I like that quite a bit. Schneider at 46 versus Waldichuk, talked about him. Eugenio Suarez and Great American at 46 is guys. That's a nice little homecoming for Suarez. If you believe in revenge factors, that's a fun one as well. Mikel Garcia is 41 versus Schultens. If you're going full on Royal stack, I'd rather have someone else as a one-off at third base than Garcia, but he's not bad for a Royal stack. And then below 3K, not a ton initially. Clement, if Clement's in the lineup for Toronto, he's third base shortstop eligible. He's $2,200. He had a couple nice games in Colorado over the weekend as well. So that'd be a really cheap Toronto Blue Jay bat if you're looking for one. Shortstop, Corey Seager at 66 is outstanding. So is Bobby Witt at 58. So two really, really good pay-up spots there in Seager and Witt. J.P. Crawford at 45 has been a monster, double-digit machine. He's leading off in Great American Small Park for the Mariners. So that's pretty good at $4,500. Going below at $2,900, man, I really like Rafaela. He has not been playing a ton, though. He came off the bench pretty much all week, so that's a big bummer. If he's in the starting lineup at $2,900, I'm intrigued, but as a punt play, but I'm not. He's just not playing a ton. That's just a big, big bummer. Lofton of Kansas City is $2,600. He has been very good since coming, getting the call up. He played on Friday, went 2 for 3 for 14 points. On Sunday, he went 1 for 4 for 7 more points. He's $2,600 for Schultens. So Lofton makes for a nice little value if you're looking for one at the shortstop position. Outfield for you on this 7-game slate. J-Rod at 64 is outstanding. I try to make him a must play if you can figure it out. Some other ones for you, though. Yordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker at 61 and 59 versus Heaney. I like Corbin Carroll a lot. He's starting to get back in the groove. He's 55 versus Lambert. So J-Rod and Carroll are two I like a ton. Yeah, Adelis Garcia will get very low ownership at $5,400 versus France. So that's a good contrarian angle. If you're targeting Savali, and he's been very good since coming over to Tampa Bay. You got Duvall at 5K, went deep again on Sunday. Yoshida hit a grand slam over the weekend. He's 48. So a couple nice pieces of Boston right there. George Springer at 46 versus Waldichuk. I'm on board there. Teoscar Hernandez has been on fire. He faces TJ Anton at 46. Obviously, I like Seattle, so that's simple. If you're fading Wu of Seattle, TJ Friedl's $4,500. That's not a bad one. Whit Merrifield at 44 versus Waldichuk as well. Fraley's back off the IL. He's 43 versus Wu. So you got some cheaper Reds players to go look at. Brian Baio has been scuffling. I'm not like stacking against him, but I got like Josh Lowe at 4K. Could be a contrarian, like one-off or something on the slate. Yeah, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. at 37 versus Lambert, a little cheaper Arizona action for you. Going down, MJ Melendez, he had a big set. He didn't play Sunday. I had a lineup on Sunday, but on he came off the bench on Sunday. On Saturday, he had 3 hits and 2 walks, reached base 5 times in a monster game. He had like a quiet week after playing really well. So maybe at $3,400 for Schultens, he's going to wake back up. That could be a nice discount for a potential ceiling play with MJ Melendez. Some other ones down here in the low threes, and we'll head into twos. Like Will Benson should get the start versus Wu. He's $3,200. Just know that it could be defensive replacements later on. Dominic Canzone went deep again on Sunday. He's 31 for Seattle. That's a very good value. We talk about him a lot as a value because most Seattle guys are priced up. Gives you a nice piece of Seattle for cheap on the slate. Other than that, though, going below 3K, if Martini's in the Cincinnati lineup at 28, but he's with all the moves they've made, his playing time is very much up in the air. But he could be a bit of a discount for you if he's in the lineup. Other than that, though, as we slide on down just to triple check everything, nothing really stands out at this point in time as super cheap in the outfield position. Recapping your pitching, keeping it short and sweet. Steele at 10,000, Kelly at 93, Cole Reagans at 72. Play all your Cole Reagans, please. Stacks. I don't mind some Kansas City versus Schultens if you need to. I like Houston versus Heaney, of course. I like Toronto versus Waldichuk. That Boston-Tampa Bay game is interesting for one-off purposes only. I like Seattle versus Anton and company. You could bring it back with some Cincinnati, though. I'm not going to hate on that. And I like Arizona versus Colorado. So my two main stacks, Seattle and Arizona, those are where I want to party today. And then you got like Kansas City, you got Houston, you got Toronto. Those are some other big ones, plus some like Cincinnati contrarian plays as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Again, 7-game early slate starting at 2:10 p.m. Eastern, 11:10 a.m. Pacific time. So get your lineups locked in early and have some fun on Monday. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview Tuesday's action on the diamond. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 4th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Grain from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to WeFunder.com/BlueWire.